Au, au, au. Au, au, au. Oh, oh.
Riders Radio Theater is on the air.
Go radio, it's the Riders on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Go to lady, we can work the tents away today. We can do it the cowboy way. And now it's time to play. We're gonna ride in an oak and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Two Slim, the man of many hats, Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon.
Oh, 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 oh,
yodelay, you. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now, with the 1,949th performance of their career, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes, and welcome once again to another thrilling, heart-stirring adventure on Riders Radio Theater. Before we begin, oh, and let me thank Texas Bix Bender, the voice that sold a million baby chicks over Border Radio, and begin by introducing Riders in the Sky to you, for those of you who came late or perhaps are just a little bit slow. Ladies and gentlemen, to my left, that's your right, the young man who sings the melody in our trio. He was into Gerald R. Ford before Gerald R. Ford was cool. He's Too Slim.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Ranger Douglas, too. That's really cool. I've been to the Gerald R. Ford Museum in Grand Rapids. I've seen the Declaration of Independence made out of macaroni. I've really done it all, Ranger Doug. And I
thank
just...
you very much, Slim. And to my right, your left, a man who remains blissfully unaware of the existence of Gerald R. Ford.
I beg your pardon?
No, that was Nixon. Ladies and gentlemen, Woody Paul, king of the cowboy fiddlers.
Woody, 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 Woody,
well, ladies and gentlemen, here is our totally pardonable, exalted executive, chief executive, the idol of American youth, Ranger Doug.
And thank you very much. And say hello once again to our orchestra, our Royal Presidential Orchestra, under the direction of Joey, the Cow Polka King. There you go. Say, we often start with a cheery song of the trail or the great outdoors or a big yodel, but tonight we're starting with an instrumental, the King of the Cowboy Fiddlers and Joey, the Cow Polka King.
With the great Howard Forrester classic, the Wild Fiddler's Rag. One, two, three, four.
Thought that was the public radio polka.
Susan, Thank you, friends.
I never had a lesson. We'll return to Riders Radio Theater right after the following important message. The scene, the 65th floor of 30 Rockefeller Plaza.
Wormwood, this order we just received must be shipped at once. It positively, absolutely has to get to Spud Rapids, Idaho.
I'll get right on it, sir.
You'd better, Wormwood. Your job depends upon it.
Yes, sir. I know who to call. Hello? Hello, Federal Express. Did you ever hear of Spud Rapids, Idaho? No, it's not on my map either. Okay, thank you. Let's see. Purelator. Hello, Purelator. Can you get a package to Spud Rapids, Idaho? Well, same to you, bud. Oh, what to do, what to do? My job is at stake.
Excuse me, Mr. Wormwood?
What is it, Miss Piker?
Have you thought of Overland Stage Express?
Miss Piker, you're a genius. You've saved my job. I'm glad I thought of it. Get him over here at once.
Yes, Overland Stage Express, we may be slow, but we're ahead of you. Let's follow Mr. Wormwood's package as it makes its way to Spud Rapids. First, a human uniformed Overland Stage agent comes to your door and picks the package up.
Overland Stage Express, you got a package for me?
I most certainly do, and it must get to Spud Rapids, Idaho.
Well, that'll be no problem. We get it there in stages.
Next, a short elevator ride to the street below, where the package is loaded into a modern 4-horsepower stagecoach.
Here you go, Lucas.
Got it. Giddy up there. Yeah!
From there, it's on to the first checkpoint.
Whoa, boys. Well, there it is. The George Washington Bridge. Now on to Cleveland. Giddy up.
Yes, all roads lead to Cleveland, the central distribution point for all Overland Stage Express packages. There, in our modern warehouse, your package is scientifically rerouted.
Hey, anybody going to Spud Gulch?
No, not me.
Not this trip, but I can take it for you next week.
Once the package clears Cleveland, it follows a circuitous route across the west until it finally reaches its destination.
Whoa, hey, partner. Is this here Spud Rapids?
It sure is.
Your name, Sad Meat?
I sure am.
Here's a package for you.
Oh, boy, thanks. Say, wait a minute. There's supposed to be an autographed picture of Christy Lane with these here 8-tracks.
That'll be along next stage.
Get up! Well, I guess it's better than nothing. One day at a time.
Overland Express, when it positively has, absolutely has to be there in, 4 or 5 weeks. Now here again are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes. It's always great to have a new sponsor here on Riders Radio Theater. And it's always great to have a guest, too. I always approach this part of the show with a bit of fear and trembling. Slim, who did you manage to book on this week?
No problem, Ranger Doug. I booked the Sonny and Cher of the New Age. It's Al and Emily Cantrell.
Well, let's bring them on out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here they are. Sombrero recording artists, been real busy with some TV work and traveling all around the country. My friends, Al and Emily Cantrell.
Hey!
Thank you.
The lovely and talented. Welcome, folks.
Thank you, too, Slim.
Thank you, Al and Emily, and welcome to Riders Radio Theater.
Oh, thank you. We're very happy to be here. And we'd like to do a song. It's a Western song. And we finished it just last night for the show.
Oh, come on. Really?
No, we did. It's true. And it's called a Colorado Song, about one of our favorite places.
Sky hangs above my head. Silver clouds go drifting by the cliffs of gold and red. For my eyes, the pine trees sway and call me up a rise. On a grassy sea, I've spent my day. Now my heart climbs up to the skies. Nothing in the city makes a song like this breeze. I'm alone, but I'm the same as sky and wind and trees. I don't know where I'd rather be. Prairie, hey, oh, little. gracious breeze. I'm alone, but I'm the same as sky and wind and trees. I don't know where I'd rather be. High on a mountain or riding the prairie. Hey, yodolo, hey, dole. Hey, yodolo, dee, dee.
All right. Woo! Well done.
That was great. Oh, nice.
Boy, that was great, Aunt Emily.
You bet.
I'm really glad that, you know, your careers are starting to take off. It's well deserved.
You know, we've been busy, and along with our careers, Al has a hobby.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I've been doing some acting.
Oh gosh, we can talk about that, Al. What's your hobby?
Cab driving.
Really?
Cab driving.
Well, yeah, it relaxes me and gives me a chance to work on my songwriting.
Boy, that's great, Alan. Emily, what sort of acting are you doing? Shakespeare, Broadway, commercials?
Female impersonation.
Oh. Well, gosh, I guess that's not much of a stretch.
Well, you'd be surprised. It's not as easy as it sounds.
Really? Well, we'd love to hear some. Maybe you can do, who do they always do? Barbara Streisand.
No.
How about Liza? Liza with a Z. That's always...
No.
Do Mae West. They always do Mae...
Nope.
Diana Ross with an R.
That's not one of them.
Marilyn Monroe. Jim Bailey.
Excuse me, Slim. That's all the time we really have for the guest portion of the show. Here.
Oh, gosh. So we don't have time to do the... Well, sorry. I guess we'll have to do it next time, maybe.
Well, don't worry, Slim. There's things have a way of working out around here.
Well, we know what you mean, Emily. Thanks for being on our show. Ladies and gentlemen, another big hand for Al and Emily Cantrell.
Here they go. Wow. Thank you.
America's Sweethearts.
Riders Radio Theater is a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WPLN Productions. For a handwritten transcript of future Riders Radio Theater shows, please get a pencil and paper, sit by your radio, and write as fast as you can. This program is being taped live at the Z. Alexander Luby Center in Nashville, Tennessee. And now Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 11 of the exciting Western melodrama Singin' Six Gun. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, in our last episode, the archfiend Slocum, still disguised as movie producer B.O. Bernie Brillcream, revealed to his lackey Charlie his vile, insidious plan to sell bottled water to the citizens of Los Angeles.
We're gonna release toxic waste from the old reservoir on the Bidwell Movie Ranch into the L.A. Aqueduct. That'll move a gallon or two of bottled water, won't it, Charlie?
Meanwhile, on the set of the movie Singin' Six Guns, a love-struck Ranger Doug is getting nowhere with his co-star, Adrian Barbeau.
Put me down, you big lunkhead!
Well, there you have it. And now, episode 11 of Singin' Six Guns, entitled The Good, the Bad, and the Brunette.
Oh, it's
morning, the second day of production on Singin' Six Guns.
Ooh, is that coffee ready yet, side me?
Sure is, Woody Paul. Hold a cup over here and I'll twist you off some.
Boy, that is some hot-looking coffee, side me.
Wow. Yeah. Look how it's still bubbling in the cup there. Youch! It ate clean through the cup.
I sure did. Oh, it ate through the pot, too.
Well, even your coffee never did that before, side me.
It ate through the table, too. Say, what did you put in that pot, side mate?
Well, let me see. Just the usual coffee, eggs, and a horseshoe. The only thing different was the water.
The water?
Yeah, I got some out the old abandoned reservoir I found up behind that ridge over there.
Woody, I think you'd better run a quick toxic field test on this coffee and see what's in that water.
Right you are, Ranger Doug. It'll just take me a few minutes. Let's see. I'll just scrape up some coffee stained soil here and get started. Here we go.
And true to his word, it took Woody Paul only a few scant moments to run the tests and make a startling discovery.
Boys, the water that this coffee was made from makes Love Canal look like Hawaiian punch. somebody is dumping highly toxic saturated waste in that old reservoir.
Wow.
And they're high in cholesterol, too.
I thought as much. Well, we'll clean it up next week when the movie's finished. In the meantime, you'd better keep an eye on it, side meat. Maybe you can learn who's behind the dumping.
All right, you are, Ranger Doug.
Tell you what, whoever it is must be one of the meanest, low-downest, ornery skunks alive.
You know, I was thinking the same thing, and if I didn't know better, I'd say the tainted hand of Slocum was at work here.
But he's dead, Ranger Doug.
I know.
Killed in a nuclear explosion in our last serial.
I know, but still I wonder.
Hey, come on, boys. Mr. Otto says we're ready for today's first scene.
Oh, gosh. That should be the love scene, Ranger Doug.
Whoa, we'd better get on up there, boys. Come on.
The writers understandably hurried to the set, but there was to be no love scene that day. Otto had changed his mind. It was to be a day of...
action!
Action! There he is, boys. Get him!
Oh, he went that away!
Smile when you say that, stranger.
Hit him off with the pass, boys!
I thought as much.
Oh, get off of my land!
Reach for the sky, hombre!
Bring him up, Gene!
Cut! Cut! That's a wrap! That's a wrap!
Otto says that's a wrap!
Say, Otto, I guess we'll be doing the love scene tomorrow then, right?
Yes, no. No, maybe. Well, it depends on my director's vision.
Don't worry, Ranger Doug. Surely there's a love scene in his director's vision.
Yeah.
But Otto's director's vision had no love scenes in it the next day, or the next, or even the one after that. Then, when the writers arrived on the set on the sixth day of shooting, tragedy struck.
Gosh, why is everybody just standing around? It's time to start shooting.
There's Otto sitting over there on that log with his head in his hands. Let's ask him.
Hey, Mr. Otto, what's the first scene? The love scene?
No.
I thought as much.
A big fight, maybe?
No.
Another
no.
chase?
No, today is nothing. I have lost the vision.
Wow. But Mr. Otto, doesn't it cost you a lot of money to have all these technicians and equipment and actors standing around?
No, it is not my money. Now go, I must think. Maybe tomorrow we shoot, maybe not.
Gosh, we get a day off, guys. Huh, what do you want to do?
Telephone for Riders in the Sky. It's up at the ranch house. Telephone.
Okay, thanks. I'll go see who it is, guys.
Okay, Woody, we'll wait here for you.
Ranger Doug, look. There's a taxi over there in front of Adrian Barbeau's Winnebago. Say. And there's Adrian Barbeau in her nightgown with the light behind her. Wow. Looks like she's getting ready to leave. Howdy, Miss Barbeau.
Yes, howdy, Miss Barbeau.
Hello, boys. And goodbye.
You're leaving?
Yeah.
But Miss Barbeau, you haven't been in any scenes yet.
Don't I know it? But my contract only called for me to be on this job for 6 days. I can't help it if Otto's vision didn't have me in it. Now I've got to go. I have other commitments.
Other commitments?
Yeah. Among other things, I'm working up a nightclub act.
Gosh, a nightclub act like Debbie Reynolds? What kind of stuff do you do in it?
Well, I sing, I dance, and I even do an impersonation.
Really? Who do you do? Barbara Streisand? Diana Ross?
No.
Liza with a Z?
No, I only do one impression.
Who is it?
Emily Cantrell.
You don't say.
What?
Mm-hmm. I do say.
I bet you.
I bet you're great at it, Miss Barbeau.
Oh, nobody does her better.
Well, gee, could you do a little bit for us now?
Well, I'm kind of in a hurry, but... Okay, I'll need Al the taxi driver to help me out.
No problem.
Gosh, she even brought a guitar.
No problem. Here's another Western song. This one's called Montana Cowboy.
It's just like Emily.
Good.
She's got the moves.
Oh, Adrian.
For many long years, I played the lone hand. I rode my horse in a many strange lands.
I don't believe
it. Until one day, I stayed for a while. For two blue eyes and a sunny smile.
close your eyes and you think it's her.
Just like her, too.
I mean, that is the best Emily Cantrell I've ever heard.
Oh.
And the taxi driver does Al to a T. Unbelievable.
Well, great.
I gotta go now, cowboys. I'm appearing at the Hollywood Bowl tonight.
The Hollywood Bowl? Mm-hmm. Singing and dancing?
No, acting. They're having the big WBWFOA heavyweight championship out there this evening, and I'm booked to be the celebrity who holds up the cards with the different rounds on them.
Gosh, the WBWFOA, is that a boxing organization of some sort?
Oh, no, Ranger Doug. It's the World Bovine Wrestling Federation of America.
Bovine, as in cow, wrestling federation.
Yes, and tonight at the Hollywood Bowl, they're having Bull Mania. It's the battle of the bighorns between the Schlitz Malt Liquor Bull and the Merrill Lynch Bull.
So,
yes.
So it's just a wrestling match between two big bulls.
Oh, it's more than a wrestling match. It's a war between two big bulls, Ranger Doug.
Oh,
I wish I could go.
Oh, too slim. Don't you know that wrestling is just showbiz?
What?
Just cheap theatrics from loud, stereotypical characters. That's all it is.
Oh, Ranger Doug, you could say the same thing about Riders Radio Theater.
I know I could, Slim, but I prefer to say it about wrestling.
Well, goodbye, cowboys. I'll leave you to wrestle with this. I've got a job to get to.
Well, so long, Miss Barbo.
So long, Miss Barbo. I know you'll do a great job. And gosh, I'm sorry about the overzealous rescue the other day. It was my chivalry, you know.
Thanks, big guy. It wasn't so bad. I even enjoyed it a little bit. See you in the movies.
Wow. Oh. There she goes.
Yeah.
Too bad we can't go with her. I'd love to see Bull Mania.
Me too. Now.
Too slim and a love-struck Ranger Doug watched the yellow taxi disappear in a cloud of dust. But in love and war, fortune often lends a helping hand.
Hey, fellas, hey, guess what?
What is it, Woody?
That phone call, that was from Don King.
Wow.
He wants us to sing the national anthem for the big Bull Mania at the Hollywood Bowl this evening.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It starts at sundown. We've just barely got time to make it.
You hear that, Ranger Doug?
I sure did, Slim. You know what? I guess things do have a way of working out around here.
Come on,
here.
Let's round up the herd. They don't want to miss this.
Quickly, riders in the sky, round up the herd and prepare to depart.
Yes. We're ready, Ranger Doug. I'm riding back.
I'll take the point.
Side meat, you coming with us?
Sure, I've seen all the bull I need to. Besides, I got a hunch I might see something this evening down at the old reservoir.
Okay, old timer, watch yourself. We'll see you tomorrow. Let's head up, boys.
While things are looking up for our favorite cowboys, a pair of sidewinders are looking to launch the last phase of their very big, very evil plan.
How'd it go last night, Charlie?
The last truckloads are in, Slocum. That old reservoir is filled to the top, and
oh,
it's
good.
Ugly. Bubbles and it belches and all the fish are dead. It's eating curtains for low-flying birds, too.
Good work, Charlie. Sounds like we're ready for the big splash. I'll meet you down there by the old water gate at 7 o'clock this evening and we'll do the dirty deed.
Right. That slogan, 7
yeah.
o'clock.
Yeah.
Let's see, that's when the big hand is on the...
Yeah.
And the little hand is over there somewhere.
Yeah,
is
never, never mind, Charlie. It's sundown.
Right, sundown. Right.
There is a brief golden hour in Western melodrama when all the machinations of action and plot inexorably move towards a showdown. And that hour always comes at sundown. Sundown comes to Singin' Six Guns next week in episode 12 entitled Showdown at Sundown. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, make sure there's a radio tuned to this, Theater of the Mind. The sky, Emily and Al Cantrell, and Joey the Cowpoke the King.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes. It's time for us to saddle up the old saddlebags once again and ride on down the trail.
Yeah.
I bet if Al and Emily would come out here and help us sing our world-famous theme song, So Long, Saddle Pals. Thank you again, Al and Emily, Cantrell, Joey, Woody, Too Slim.
Well, thank you, Ranger
Doug. You're welcome, Ranger Doug.
And Adrian. Till we meet again, Saddle Pals.
So long, saddle pals, it's been so good to see you. Farewell, saddle pals.
Let's all sway back and forth.
We really hate to leave you, but the dogies are a-lowing. Roundup time is nigh.
Well, look at those cars swaying back and forth on the freeway.
From a starry western sky.
Great way to get to know your neighbor.
So farewell, saddle pals, our parting brings us sorrow. On down the trail, we'll find a bright tomorrow. Keep those faces smiling around your home corral. So until we meet again, goodbye, saddle pals.
Next week, Riders Radio Theater. Not this week. We'll come to you from San Francisco, California. Travel arrangements provided by American Airlines. The resemblance of any characters portrayed in this show to any living person or fictional character is merely a remarkable coincidence. This is especially true in the case of Adrian Barbeau. So long, Saddle Pals. See you next week on Riders Radio Theater.